From Radio Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello and welcome to another edition of Melody Time. I'm Paul Bendereau. Today's programme gets off to a rousing start with one of those melodies which put Berlin on the map as a showplace for operetta. This was, of course, in direct competition to Vienna, which at the turn of the century saw itself as the true home of operetta. Berlin and Vienna were long-standing rivals, but this was a new and unexpected departure. The music of old Vienna had been very popular in Berlin, but the time had now come for Berlin's own musical talent to try its hand at this light-hearted musical genre. Composers such as Paul Linke, Jean Gilbert and Walter Kollo threw themselves into the new Berlin operetta scene with vim and vigour. Marching songs were particularly popular, such as this one by Walter Kollo, Das war in Schöneberg im Monat Mai. It was in Schöneberg in the month of May. From the musical comedy Wie einst im Mai, a marching song by Walter Kollo, performed there by the Thomas Berger Choir and Orchestra. The difference between the Berlin operetta and that of Vienna could be summarized as march versus waltz. Berlin's newspapers predicted an early demise for the new form of entertainment, but they were to be proven wrong. As we've just heard, the music has a lively, hearty quality, and this guaranteed it lasting popularity. A contemporary of Walter Kollo was a composer by the name of Julius Fučík. Fučík was born in Prague and studied composition under Antonín Dvořák. For years he toured through Europe as a regimental kapellmeister, but finally chose to settle in Berlin. His marches are to this day immensely popular, and are sometimes still performed in the concert hall. During Fuchs's years in Berlin, marches were all the rage, and the time he'd spent in the military was excellent training for this kind of composition. Fuchs was, however, a genuinely talented composer, with more than one string to his bow, so to speak. And here's the proof. A Fuchs waltz entitled Liebesflammen.
Thank you.
the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Václav Neumann, playing Liebesflammen, The Flames of Love, a waltz by Julius Fučík. Sadly, by the way, Václav Neumann, the long-standing leader of the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, died earlier this year. Just as Fučík, the King of Marches, was more than capable of turning his hand to waltzes, the Walzerkönig, Johann Strauss the Elder, also composed the occasional march. In the summer of 1849, Strauss toured through England with his orchestra, as he had done on previous occasions, and during the last concert of the tour, presented his delighted audience with a piece entitled March of the Royal Horse Guards, dedicating the piano score to the Master of the Horse. Shortly after his return to Vienna, Strauss died of scarlet fever, and his English march was performed posthumously for the Viennese public under a new name, the Wiener Stadtgarde March. And here it is, played by the London Symphony Orchestra, under the direction of John Georgiadis. Johann Strauss the Elder's March of the Royal Horse Guards, to give it its original title. Our next piece of music takes us away from Berlin and Vienna to a wedding in Hungary. In 1938, the Austrian composer and conductor Nico Dostal wrote an operetta entitled Die Ungarische Hochzeit. In this work, as in all his compositions, Dostal manages to create a kind of musical backdrop for his chosen setting, while keeping the music lively, lyrical, and romantic. It doesn't matter where the story is located, Latin America, Italy, or Hungary, the musical atmosphere is always just right. Die Ungarische Hochzeit takes a light-hearted look at a historical event during the reign of Austria's Empress Maria Theresa. The Empress wished to colonize a region known as the Banat, located at the time within Hungary's borders. And she had promised her colonizers land, livestock, and last but not least, lovely women. In the operetta, her well-laid plans go slightly off course when the young lovelies turn out to be women of more mature years. However, As in the best of all stories, all is not lost that is in danger. And in the dramatic closing scene, Her Royal Highness herself leads the procession to the Hungarian wedding. Recording from the 70s, we heard Sylvia Gishti with the Günter Arndt Choir, accompanied by the Berlin Symphony Orchestra, singing Janka's song from Die Ungarische Hochzeit. The composer Nico Dostal himself conducted the performance. Next in our programme, we have flute music of the very highest quality, composed by Johann Sebastian Bach and played by Wilbert Hatzelset. Bach was cantor at St. Thomas's in Leipzig and is primarily known for his sacred music. But before moving to Leipzig, he was Kapellmeister at the court of Anhalt-Cothen. His employer, Prince Leopold, was himself a first-class musician and encouraged Bach to write instrumental compositions rather than religious works. The prince was then able to perform the compositions together with the court orchestra. One of Bach's best-known works from this time is the Suite in B minor for string orchestra and solo flute. The final movement is called Badinerie. Truly virtuoso performance there by Wilbert Hatzelset, accompanied by Musica Antiqua Köln, conducted by Reinhard Goebel. And bringing today's program to a close, another example of breathtaking virtuosity. The famous violinist Fritz Kreisler composed some enchanting music for himself and anyone brave enough to perform it with him. The Italian ensemble, I Salonisti, took up the challenge and demonstrated what fine musicians they truly are.
Thank you.
Fritz Kreisler's Zigeuner Capriccio, performed by I Salonisti, ending this edition of Melody Time. The program was compiled by Barbara Anders. Our producer was Stephanie Giesen, and our studio engineer, Jutta Maas. From me, Paul Benderer, goodbye until next time. Melody Time is a production of Radio Deutsche Welle, Cologne.